This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations says well over 100,000 people have been fleeing the Turkish military offensive in Syria. Meanwhile, Kurdish militias say they feel a sense of betrayal after aligning themselves with U.S. forces in the fight against Islamic State. As Reuters' David Doyle reports, U.S. leaders are following through with the plan to move troops out of the region.
In a pre-recorded interview on Sunday, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said the U.S. is poised to evacuate all remaining troops, around 1,000 soldiers. That's amid Turkey's ongoing offensive, which Esper said was untenable for U.S. forces. On Sunday, Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said his troops and Turkish-backed rebels had taken control of Ras Al Ain and that the border town of Tel Abyad had been besieged. The operation will be expanded, he added, to Kobani in the west and Hasaka in the east. Turkey's stated aim is to create a safe zone to resettle many of the 3.6 million Syrian war refugees it has been hosting. That zone will extend around 30 to 35 kilometers into northern Syria.
Reuters' David Doyle. Sunday on ABC's This Week, Democratic Congressman Jim Himes countered Republican claims that Democrats working on the impeachment probe are not being fair.
This idea that the process is somehow not is not fair is just a fiction designed to avoid the question of whether the conduct of the president is good or not.
On the same show, Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin said that no one should be immune from scrutiny in the process of finding out what happened between U.S. and Ukrainian officials.
I absolutely believe that our countries should be working together to get to the bottom of what happened, whether it's Burisma, it's Joe Biden, it's Zolchevsky, it's Hunter Biden, that there shouldn't be a immunity from scrutiny just because Joe Biden is running for president.
And this is VOA News. Hunter Biden.